Just words.
Finding the line between free speech and protecting the vulnerable.
You can't say or do anything anymore, otherwise you'll be dragged off to the law courts.
Why is this the pressing issue of our time?
Yes, just yesterday I introduced you to 2SER's brand new podcast called Just Words. That was a theme song there. Just Words looks at true tales from 18C. And in case you're wondering, that is the part of the Racial Discrimination Act that makes it illegal to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate someone because of their race or ethnicity. Now, all this week you're meeting some of the producers who have been toiling away very, very hard to make Just Words. On Monday, Nina Copel told you about her look at 18C and Holocaust denial. What a cheery way to kick off Monday. Today, producer Jake Morecambe has a very, very different story about 18C. Good morning.
Good morning. And can I say one thing?
What's that?
How good it is to hear that theme done and hear it played on the radio, because we have literally been toiling away the past like 2 months, and for us to be like very much nearing the end of this project and for it to be released is so exciting.
Just Words has been a massive project for 2SER and for you individually, I know.
Yeah, it's been so, it's like a 6-part. As you heard Nina yesterday, she was talking about one of the very, just even her grappling with all of the things that put into that episode. It's been a really long haul, but it's a really exciting project, and I think one that will be incredibly pertinent given that the parliamentary inquiry report is coming out in terms of whether or not they want to repeal 18C, whether or not they want to change a couple of the words in the legislation to remove insult and offend and put in vilify. This is coming out just smack bang in time. So if there's anybody out there who is not familiar with it or wants to get more acquainted with it, I guess now, very soon you'll be able to hear it and you'll be able to hear some like amazing stories.
Look, they've been incredible what I've heard. And your one was quite interesting because it looks at comedy and how it works in with 18C, and a little thing that people forget about called 18D, which unsurprisingly comes immediately afterwards.
I think there was an article that was written by Waleed Ali which put it pretty poignantly to say that you can't consider 18C without 18D, because 18C is the legislation in place that, you know, renders behaviour unlawful, but look like literally over the next page of the Racial Discrimination Act, and 18D is essentially a list of exemptions. And gathering from all this info from people I've spoken to is a lot of these cases, A, don't even make it to the court. They kind of get resolved through conciliation, but many of them aren't successful anyway, because the exemptions of 18D render the case, you know, it was done in good faith in this particular instance of my story as well with a comedian. But 18D is there to, you know, provide a provision to say, well, they had a reason that they were doing this, or their behavior was done in good faith, scientific research.
Artistic performance. It even protects that. And I think that's what blows my mind, is a lot of the people who want to change 18C under this guise of it's, you know, damaging free speech, do not realise how well that free speech is then protected, as you said, literally over the page.
Yeah, it really is. And it's an interesting debate to be had because, you know, over the course of the podcast, you'll hear both sides of the stories to hear why some people would like it repealed, but then also what people think of 18D. You know, we've kind of posed that question to a lot of people and it hasn't had this, like, the I guess the longer discussion because people do forget it. But what I think is really interesting about this case, and I don't want to give too much away.
I know, because you've got such a good reveal. I know.
I don't want to like build it up and then let it go.
I feel like there needs to be a spoiler alert on a freely available case.
Disclaimer. But this particular case is, I don't know if anyone would be familiar. Maybe if you are in the older age bracket, you might have heard him a number of decades
ago. I resent the implications, but go on.
Hey, I'm just saying. But this comedian called King Billy Cokebottle was quite well-renowned. Like, he would perform around Australia. He was on radio all the time. Like, they would just call him up and be like, hey, let's get the King Billy Cokebottle segment on. And then he became a whole lot more familiar with 18C and got involved in an 18C case himself. And I don't want to say why and I don't want to tell you how it turned out, but he did very heavily rely on the exemptions of 18D for his comedic performances.
Now, you tracked King Billy Coke Bottle down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How hard was that when we're talking about several decades ago?
So I'm working on two episodes. In fact, this is just one of them. Across both episodes, I think that I could win a medal for the amount of cold calls I have done. And hey, I know that that's the thing behind investigative journalism. You need to cold call and just like get yourself out there. But there's nothing about this guy on the internet. Like there's like YouTube videos though. Like if you go onto YouTube and you put in King Billy Coke Bottle, hundreds of thousands of views on these videos of his performances. It's like audio from his performances. Yeah. You don't actually see his face or anything. But there's no information aside from like this very blasé Wikipedia page. But yeah, I was cold calling, you know, I was going through all these forums and blog posts and everything. And then would you guess what got him? How I got him?
I don't even... carrier pigeon?
Owl from Harry Potter. No, we very close to that. We actually sent him a physical letter to an address we found. And this was just like on a whim. You know, who sends physical letters anymore aside from like Westpac to me to say you're overdrawn?
And send a link.
Yeah. They send you a letter. They don't pick up your call. But we sent him a letter. And then I think we sent it on a Friday afternoon. And like Monday, arvo, the following week, I get a call. And it's King Billy Coke Bottle. And he's like, hey, I got your letter. Thanks for sending me a letter. I'd be happy to talk to you. And I was just gobsmacked. I was off, you know, going to my weekly Japanese lesson like 20 minutes down the road. And I ran back to tell everyone. I'm like, I got him! I got him! But that just kind of shows that this is a really exciting thing because we're going straight to the stories here. Like, and the point of this podcast is to obviously explore the legislation and the way that it was used in a lot of these cases and what it means as well. But we have the people, like the people who are involved in these cases. This is literally stories from 18C.
It is amazing. The podcast is launching very, very soon. I'm super excited. Mm. The bits I've heard are just amazing. And I still can't believe you had time to do two episodes. It's ridiculous.
I don't know how.
You deserve a break after this. Jack Malcolm, thank you very much for talking about Just Words, Tales from 18C.